You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I hope that you're having an amazing day wherever you are listening to this. I will be doing an episode today as a follow-up to last week's episode. Last week's episode, I talked about how to identify if you're called to fashion, and I gave you an overview of my origin story, kind of tracing back to, you know, my interest in fashion, starting from my childhood all the way up until my 20s, where I currently am right now. And I really appreciate the feedback on that episode. I know many of you are tracing your origin stories as well, and just feel free to share those stories with me. I know that many of you are enjoying sharing your origin story as well, tracing that back, and feel free to share those with me at the Business of African Fashion Instagram page, or you can send me an email at businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. There is no the before the name, it's just businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. I know that might be confusing, so I just want to clarify that the THE is not in the email. It's just businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. All right, just a quick church announcement before we go into this episode. I do want to say that we are creating a community for all of us African fashion entrepreneurs. And if you're interested in that community, there will be a link in the show notes where you can sign up to join the email list. And when we have your information, we'll be able to add everybody to the community. And I'm also interested in hearing your feedback as well about what type of community you would be and, you know, what you would expect to gain from such a community. So I'm definitely open to hearing your feedback as well. So that's all the church announcements that I have. Without further ado, let's jump right into today's episode. All right, guys. So today I will be discussing some points about how your origin story helps you to market your brand. So we've already established that the origin story is important, and you know, it helps you trace back and it gives you clarity, and it kind of helps you realize, you know, how far you've come in this entire fashion entrepreneurship space. So now going into the business aspect, how does this origin story help you market your brand? I have 3 points of how your origin story helps to market your brand. So I'm going to jump right in. The first is that your origin story is unique to you, right? And people love stories. Your origin story is unique. It's different. Growing up in Nigeria, there were a lot of folk tales that we were told. There were a lot of stories about like the craftiness and the cunningness of the tortoise. I know you're probably familiar with the one about the tortoise and the hare. You know, all of that storytelling is something that we as humans have always gravitated towards. You know, the whole movie industry is all about stories. Some of them are true and some of them are fictional, right? So that already establishes a foundation for us that we as human beings love stories. And people love a good story doesn't mean that you should make up like something that isn't true, because that would be, you know, that would be inappropriate if your origin story was a lie. But what I am asking you to do is trace back and just tell your story as it is. You might think your story isn't interesting, or like you might think that there's nothing about your story that people would gravitate towards, but you would be surprised. Like, I was surprised at how many people found my origin story to be interesting. They were especially taken aback by, you know, the part where it's like, oh, you found your great-grandma's sewing machine. Like, you know, that's interesting, right? But if I didn't put the story out there, I would never know how people felt about the story, and it would not be associated with me, right? So you have to get past that hesitation and just say your story. It's going to be unique to you because it's your life story. Nobody else has your exact life. So that's the first reason why your origin story can help you to market your brand, is the uniqueness, the fact that it's different from what everybody else is saying out there. And it also speaks to who you are and what you stand for. And, you know, that's all part of meaningful marketing that can help to get your brand differentiated as well. There are a lot of fashion brands in the world, and there are a lot of African fashion brands as well. So if you want to get your brand to that place of differentiation, you want there to be a story that's associated with you. It doesn't even have to be something serious. It can just be like where you came from, how you started, or something that's unique and interesting about you. Alright guys, the second way your origin story helps to market your brand is that it creates loyalty with your customers. So I know that when I was saying my origin story, I talked about the when I was selling bonnets, right? My third attempt at this entrepreneurship thing. When I was doing those bonnets, there were particular videos that I recorded that got a lot of feedback from people, even more than the actual bonnets themselves. And the videos that got that feedback was the one where I was explaining my journey, telling people my story, where I started from, where I came from. And so what that did for me was it gave me a realization that people really want to hear your story, right? The way that you develop loyalty with your customers is that they first need to know you. And how else can they know you if you don't tell them your story, right? So this origin story really is the base and the foundation for you to get to that place where your customers know you, they like you, and then they trust you, right? So they know you based on your origin story, they like your story, and then now they begin to trust you based on that consistency that you keep on bringing to the table each and every single time. And also, customers really want to get to know you. You know, with our social media world now, our world has really changed from where you can be separate and apart from your business, right? So I know that in the past, you know, there's some companies that we don't even know who owns them. It might be like a board of directors that are in charge. You don't know who the shareholders are, and that's fine for their business structure. But if you're trying to come up in this day and age, it is very important that you let your customers know who you are. And I say that with caution, because I'm not saying that you have to share more than you want to, because, you know, there are boundaries that are set in place. But to the extent that you're comfortable, make sure that you are showing up and being, you know, showing up and letting people know that there's a human being behind your brand. You don't necessarily have to be the face of your brand. And I think I'll do a different episode talking about that. Like, do you have to be the face of your brand as a fashion entrepreneur, or can people be aware that it's your brand and yet you're not the face, right? Because those are two different things. So to circle back to my second point, your origin story creates loyalty with your customers. Your customers want to get to know you, they want to get to like you, and they want the opportunity to trust you, right? And then also it helps you to connect with people, and it also helps you inspire other people. So I shared my story and had people reaching out and saying like, oh, I also, you know, took a sewing class in secondary school, and, you know, I had no idea that you had that experience as well, and we can connect based off of that, right? And this is someone that I may not have known before or had anything in common with before, but because I went ahead and shared my origin story, now they're able to connect with me in that way. So to recap, the first point is that your origin story is unique to you. It's different, and stories are remembered. And the second point is that your origin story creates loyalty with your customers. And the third way that your origin story helps to market your brand is that it's a great elevator pitch. So what's an elevator pitch? An elevator pitch is basically a quick, like, well-packaged story about who you are, what you do, and what you represent, right? It's the basic foundation of meaningful marketing. The idea behind an elevator pitch is that it's something that you can share with someone as you're riding on an elevator with them from, like, the first floor to the fourth floor, right? Just a quick, you know, 3 to 5 minute conversation that will help you to get your message across. Now, it's important for you to have your origin story so that from that broad origin story, you can take out some parts that you can share as your elevator pitch. So like for me, my origin story started from childhood and spanned all the way to my 20s, right? I can take out different portions of that origin story to be my elevator pitch. I can do the one about finding my grandma's sewing machine. I can do the one about having 3 attempts at being an entrepreneur, you know, and both of these stories are ones that people really enjoy listening to. It's funny and people are able to relate to it as well. So your origin story is really important for you to be able to have an elevator pitch. And I don't know if you've heard of this app. It's called Clubhouse. This is just a slight shameless plug for my Clubhouse page. If you are on Clubhouse, definitely check out my profile. I am at I Have Victory, and I jump in and out of different rooms with people talking about Africa's development and obviously more in the fashion space for me personally. And what I realized on Clubhouse is that that elevator pitch is so, so important, because when you're brought on stage and people want to get to know who you are, the people who are able to connect with more people on Clubhouse are the ones who have a short, you know, a well-packaged elevator pitch that they can give and say, hey, I'm XYZ, this is what I do, this is who I am. And, you know, they're able to get off the stage, let other people speak. But the people who kind of go on and on and on without any direction are the people who haven't necessarily practiced that origin story or that elevator pitch. So it puts them in a place where, you know, they're just talking and talking and talking, and they end up having to be, you know, politely asked to leave the stage, right? So if you were at, imagine yourself at an actual conference and you're on stage and you have 3 minutes to explain who you are and what you do. That's why your origin story is important. So you have that in the back of your pocket. Anytime somebody comes up to you and they say, hey, who are you and what do? You ready, right? So that's another reason why your origin story is very important. And let me know if you can hear noise in the background. I am recording here in a place that's supposed to be quiet, but there you can hear a little bit of like cars on the street. So I apologize for that audio if you are able to hear it. And if you're not able to hear it, then thank God. Because I was getting a little worried and I didn't want to have to scrap this entire episode. So just to recap, these are the ways in which your origin story helps to market your brand. The first is that it's unique, it's different. Stories are remembered by people. The second is that it creates loyalty with your customers and helps you connect with people. And the third, of course, is that it's a great elevator pitch. And then also to add to the point, the overall point of this episode is that I know that a lot of people, you know, when you're starting a business afresh, you want investors, right? You're trying to speak to people and get them to basically buy into this idea that you have, that you believe is the next million or billion dollar idea. But I'll have us consider that initially, when a business is starting out, the investors aren't really investing in the business. They are most of the time investing in the entrepreneur or the person who has the idea. And what do I mean by that? So at the initial stages of a business, and I say this with an open hand, right? Because there are some exceptions. But for most businesses at the initial stages, the investors aren't exactly investing in the business because there is no business, right? You just started. But they're investing in the person who has the story, the person who has the vision. And so it's very important for you to have that vision and that story put together in a concise form and in a package form, so that you're able to present that to investors. And at the beginning, it might not be investors that you meet like in the boardroom necessarily. It might be someone that you meet at a restaurant, at a coffee shop, on the sidewalk, in school, in university, at the lecture hall, in the library. And you tell them the story and you tell them the idea and they buy into it. So this is now a person who's an investor. This is somebody who's passionate about your dream and your idea, but you didn't necessarily meet them in a boardroom. But because you were able to articulate this story to them, you're able to get them to buy into your idea. So I do want you to consider that your origin story can help you to get investors in that way as well. So I'm going to give you homework today. You know, the goal of this podcast is to help you with actionable strategies that you can begin to implement in your business today. So your homework for today is to record a 5 to 10 minute video of your origin story. I know you're probably thinking, Victory, I'm not going to do that. But I really, really encourage you to. I know sometimes it can be intimidating. You're like, I don't know what to say. But I just encourage you to try it out, right? Post it on your personal page to test it out. And if people respond, you know, you can redo the story again, maybe fix some errors that you made the first time and then repost it on your business page, right? The goal of this is to get you to test this out and see how people respond. If people like it, then you know that they're connecting with you and your story, and you can continue to show them more of who you are. And some tips I'll give you when practicing your origin story is try saying your origin story in front of a mirror to yourself, and, you know, just observing how you feel, getting more comfortable with it, and laugh as much as you can, right? Don't take it too seriously. This is a light-hearted homework. This is nothing crazy. You know, just have fun. Act like you're talking to someone you already know. Practice it in the mirror, because honestly, the goal is, right, if you're building an African fashion business, your goal, I'm hoping your goal is to scale and be able to take this business to the level that you're dreaming of taking it to. And if you're going to get to that place, you are going to have to say your origin story a lot, right? So you might as well start practicing now. Practice in front of a mirror, practice in front of your friends and family, record a 5 to 10 minute video and post it on a personal page to test it out. And then, depending on the response of that, up to you, you can post it in this page as well. So when you end up doing that, please let me know how it goes. Send me a DM on Instagram or send me an email. All right, guys, that's all I have for this week's episode. I will see you guys on the next episode.